Dennis, you're just the boy I need. How would you like a job?
Sure, Miss Cathcart. What to it?
Well, I need somebody to rake up the leaves once a week, mow the lawn, take the trash cans out on pickup days, wash a few windows, and bring in some firewood. How does 50 cents a week sound?
Gosh, it sounds fine up through setting out the trash cans. But you've got a lot of windows, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, well, 75 cents. It's a deal.
We haven't even got to the firewood yet.
Oh, gee, Dennis, what a haggler. Well, a dollar a week.
Miss Cathcart? No, it's a deal.
Okay.
Why, hello, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, Miss Mitchell. I was just hiring Dennis for a few chores, if you've no objection.
Oh, not at all. Anything that keeps him in pocket money, I'm all for.
You don't know how lucky you are having a man around the house. Happily married, looking so young and lovely.
Oh, why, thank you, Miss Cathcart.
And all because you found your own knight in shining armor.
Alice! Where's that screwdriver I left on the sink? Oh, hi, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, Mr. Mitchell.
I'm afraid my knight's a little tarnished right now.
I've been cleaning the furnace.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little good clean soot, Mr. Mitchell. Gee, I wouldn't care what he looked like if I had a man around the house to keep the home fires burning. Well, I've got to be running along. I'll see you this afternoon after school, Dennis.
Okay, Miss Cathcart.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Gosh, she shouldn't have much trouble getting a husband. She doesn't sound very hard to please.
Wants me to write the Jane Butterfield column for a few weeks for the paper.
You mean that advice to the lovelorn thing?
Why not? I'll advise the lovelorn or anyone who hopes to be lovelorn for $2,000. Listen to this, Eloise. Dear Jane Butterfield, I am in love with a nice man who passes my house every day, but I can't get him to stop and get acquainted. He seems very shy. What shall I do? Signed, Hopeful. Fortunately, I know just the advice to give her. Dear Hopeful, remember, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Why don't you bake a nice apple pie for the object of your affections?
When do we get the $2,000?
As soon as I achieve results. The column has been allowed to run down. Do you know what we're going to do with the money? We are going to take a vacation trip to Canada.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Come in, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Mom said you wanted to see me.
Yes, I have a job for you. There's a dollar in it, if you're interested.
Boy, it's raining jobs. Am I interested?
Good. I had these handbills printed this morning, and I want you to distribute them for me. Tack them up all over town. Put them every place.
Is romance your problem? Consult Jane Butterfield.
Jane Butterfield is a newspaper column, Dennis. Only I'll be writing it and giving the advice to the lovelorn.
Oh, I get it.
Before I'm finished, I'll have every single woman in this town happily married.
Hear, hear.
And I'll be helping by taking these handbills around, huh?
You are making a great contribution. But, Dennis, I don't want people to know that I'm Jane Butterfield. After all, I'm a magazine writer.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. Hey, with all these weddings coming up, I better go tell our minister to start getting ready right now.
You look more handsome.
Oh, Miss Cathcart.
I knew you'd be along this way. You never walk down my street, you naughty boy.
Well, Elm Street is closer to where I board and room.
Well, why don't you walk me home now? It's just a block over. I want to show you some snapshots taken of me on the beach last summer.
Sorry, Miss Cathcart. Some other time, maybe.
When?
Well, sometimes when I'm not so busy, I'm in a hurry right now.
You ought to relax more, Sergeant. All work and no play. Oh.
Goodbye, Miss Cathcart.
that's a knight who has to have a chink in his armor someplace.
Dennis, what are you doing?
Hi, Miss Tarbell. I'm putting up handbills about Jane Butterfield.
Her column was very interesting this morning.
You think Jane Butterfield gives pretty good advice, huh?
We'll soon see, Dennis. Hello, Sergeant Mooney.
Hello, Miss Tarbell.
Hi, Sergeant Mooney.
Hey, what are you putting up there, Dennis?
Oh, you wouldn't be interested in that, Sergeant Mooney. I was hoping you'd come along. I've just baked a big, yummy apple pie.
That's nice.
Why don't you come over and rest your tired little feet while you sample a big, juicy slice?
Well, thanks, Miss Tarbell,
oh,
but
come on, you like apple pie, and if I do say so myself, nobody makes them more mouth-watering.
Well, sorry, Miss Tarbell,
oh, don't be stuffy. You're on your way to lunch, aren't you?
Well, it is lunch hour. I guess there's no harm in eating apple pie as long as I don't do it on city time.
Oh, Sergeant Mooney, you're so cute and droll.
Boy, what an operator. Bet she's had advice from Jane Butterfield.
Well, Lucy, how are things with you?
Oh, just wonderful. I don't know when I've been so utterly fluttery and happy.
That beau with the trick mustache show up again after all these years?
Oh, I forgot Mr. Penrose ever existed. Anyway, he was never the gentleman that Sergeant Mooney is.
Sergeant Mooney?
Oh, he's such a dreamboat. And he seems to be so happy to have discovered me.
Oh, Rap, I saw Sergeant Mooney this morning. He didn't look so happy. In fact, he was going to walk me home, but he was in a hurry to get to another appointment.
He was in a hurry to get to my house. We had lunch together.
You're kidding. How did you corral him?
Oh, little birdie showed me how.
Well, just because you've had lunch with a man doesn't give you a 99-year lease on him.
I hate to disappoint you, dear, but he's coming back this evening.
Oh, come on, Lucy. Your cooking isn't that good. I've had it.
Sergeant Mooney is so protective. I just mentioned that I had prowlers at my place.
Prowlers?
I've got to run along, dear. I want to pick up some yummy tidbits at the grocery store. Sergeant Mooney loves to eat. It's been nice chatting with you, dear.
Great. Hello, police department. Give me the chief.
Chief Doyle speaking. Who? Oh, Miss Cathcart. Yeah, what's the trouble, ma'am?
Well, I've been hearing prowlers around the house, Chief, and I think it ought to be investigated. How about sending Sergeant Mooney?
Just a minute, ma'am. Mooney!
Yeah, Chief?
There's a Miss Cathcart on the phone. She's complaining about hearing prowlers.
Oh, Chief, she doesn't have any prowlers. She just wishes she did.
Get going, Mooney. That's an order.
Sergeant Mooney! What brings you to Esther Cathcart's house?
Well, she's a taxpayer just like you. She's entitled to protection. She complained about prowlers.
Prowlers? Well, that's my idea.
Huh?
I mean, fiddlesticks. She doesn't have any prowlers.
That's what I told the chief, but I have to make a routine check, just like with you. Chief's orders.
You sit down and catch your breath. I'll show you those slap shots.
Miss Cathcart, maybe I better check around outside for the prowler.
Oh, he's gone now. Come on, have a cup of tea.
Well, if he's gone, I'll be on my way.
Well, he might come back if you stay long enough. Now then, tea, sugar.
Miss Cathcart, no prowler's going to snoop around in the broad daylight.
Well, did you ever stop to think he might still be in the house? I tell you, I hear noises, Sergeant.
What noises? What was that?
You see? Now, we'd better have a cup of tea and sit very close together and steady our nerves.
Miss Cathcart, I don't think you have a problem.
No problem. Are you kidding?
I gotta get back to work.
Oh, wait a minute, Sergeant. That may be a threatening phone call.
I'll check it out myself if you don't mind. Hello?
Is that you, Sergeant Mooney? Well, I just heard that prowler again, and I'm terribly frightened. Could you rush right over?
Oh, Miss Tarbell, again?
Tarbell?
Take it easy. I'm on my way. Goodbye, Miss Cathcart.
That Tarbell spiked him right out from under my nose and by telephone. Oh, hello, Dennis.
I'm here to do those chores, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, well, you can rake up the leaves and take out the trash cans before it gets dark.
Okay. Hey, Miss Cathcart. You were telling my mom how lucky she is to have a husband, huh?
Oh, I'll say she's lucky.
Well, did you ever think about writing to Jane Butterfield in the paper? I mean, maybe she could help you find one.
Jane Butterfield? Is that the way your mother got your father?
I don't think so, but you might get some swell advice.
Could be.
Jane Butterfield says before she's finished, she'll have every single woman in town happily married.
Did Jane Butterfield say that?
That's what I heard. Better think it over, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, I wouldn't want to air my personal affairs in a newspaper, Dennis. Dear Jane.
Well, Dennis, thanks to your help with those handbills, our mail is picking up.
I've been telling people about Jane Butterfield, Mr. Wilson.
You didn't tell them that I'm Jane Butterfield.
Oh, no. Nobody knows you're a woman.
Well, thank you. Well, let's see who's loved long today. Dear Jane, I am the aggressive type and very attractive. I've tried everything but a lasso to rope my sugar cookie, but failed. He's a policeman and supposed to be brave, but around me, he's a coward. Any suggestions? Signed, Frustrated.
What's frustrated?
Well, that's when you want something and can't have it.
Like when I want a missile gun and Dad won't let me have it, huh?
That's frustrated.
Frustrated? Is that the way that one's signed?
That's right.
Well, how are you going to unfrustrate her, Janie?
Janie? Now, Eloise, cut that out. It's another woman with a desperate problem, and I happen to know a little trick will work for her. I remember it worked for you, my dear.
What trick?
Oh, pretending to have a sprained ankle so that I'd have to carry you in my arms.
Now, John Wilson, my ankle was in a cast for weeks.
So was my poor back.
I guess you were pretty frustrated, huh, Mr. Wilson?
Well, to work. Dear Frustrated.
Why, Esther, aren't you a little dressy for gardening?
You're a little gussied up yourself. What for?
I just thought I'd come over and walk along with Sergeant Mooney.
Yeah? What makes you think he's coming?
I called the police station. They said he'd left for a routine assignment on Spruce Street. I just figured he was about due to check up on your prowlers. Oh, no, it's right. Hello, Sergeant Mooney.
Why, Sergeant, you look sharp as a tack.
What are you doing?
Are you okay, Miss Cathcart?
Of course I'm not okay. I sprained my ankle.
That's too bad.
Well, are you just going to let me sit here? Where's your gallantry?
Excuse me. Maybe I can help you hobble into the house.
Oh, I've sprained both ankles. I can't walk.
Oh, brother, I'll have to carry.
Yeah. Sergeant Mooney, are you going to let her get away with that?
Miss Tarbell, a policeman has to do his duty. She's a taxpayer.
Too frustrated is. Boy, Mr. Wilson's advice may be corny, but it sure works.
Put me over in that chair, Harold. The name is Harold, isn't it? Oh, I guess you better put me over in that chair over there. I think Harold is such a distinguished name. Or maybe you better put me on the couch.
Have a heart, Miss Cathcart.
Have a heart, and the name is Esther Harold.
I know.
Well, hold it.
Make up your mind. This ain't no child's play.
I know. Can you carry me out the kitchen?
The kitchen?
I've got some fried chicken in the oven. We could have a nice cozy dinner for two.
Oh, no, we can't.
Harold, hold me. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis. Coming. What is it, Dennis?
Mr. Wilson, did you know when you wrote that stuff about apple pies and sprained ankles? You were helping Miss Tarbell and Miss Cathcart trap Sergeant Mooney?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I just saw Sergeant Mooney carry Miss Cathcart into her house.
Good heaven. I wonder if he'll ever get out.
Well, after that sprained ankle trick, you didn't.
Looks like Sergeant Mooney is the one who needs help. Boy, is he in the middle. Two women.
Dennis, there's no doubt about it.
Maybe he never even thought about writing to Jane Butterfield. Maybe I ought to see that he gets a handbill. Huh, Mr. Wilson?
My boy, you are thinking like a genius. The more letters I get, the better Crinky will like it, and the sooner we can get off on our Canadian vacation.
Is it worth another dollar if I can swing it?
You are not only thinking like a genius, you are a shrewd businessman.
See you later.
Bye.
I was wondering if I could leave these handbills here. Maybe you could give them to the guys in jail if they happen to have a romantic problem.
You want to know something? Jail isn't a bad place for a guy to hole up if he's got a romantic problem. Is romance your problem? Consult Jane Butterfield daily in the Chronicle. Ah, that stuff's bunk.
Gosh, Sergeant Mooney, you'd be surprised if you knew how well her advice works.
How do you know so much, Dennis?
Well, I know someone who knows Jane Butterfield real well. And she says when she's through, every single woman in town will be happily married.
No kidding?
So if Jane Butterfield can do that, why can't she tell a man how not to get trapped?
Yeah.
So would you give these to anybody in jail with a romantic problem, Sergeant Mooney? I'll see you around.
It's a cinch. I gotta try something.
Dear Jane. Dear Jane, I am a desk officer, but the chief assigned me to two dames' houses regularly to check for prowlers. They both just want to get married and are driving me crazy. How can I get rid of them without insulting them or losing my job and pension? P.S. Don't put this in the paper. Just send advice in a hurry to Sergeant Harold Mooney.
Oh, you see, John happens to know that the two ladies in question are Miss Tarbell and Miss Cathcart.
Oh, dear.
And he's already given them advice on how to get their man.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, how can you be fair to both women and Sergeant Mooney?
It's simply a matter of professional ethics. I advise each one impartially according to his or her needs.
King Solomon.
Now, in Sergeant Mooney's case, I would advise him to say that he is sending alimony to four ex-wives, that he would like a fifth to be a mother to his six children.
Oh.
That should frighten them.
That should frighten anybody.
I have four ex-wives, but I would like a fifth to help me pay alimony and support my six children. Jane Butterfield.
That, oh man, that ought to do it.
I was beginning to think you were trying to avoid me, Sergeant.
Well, Miss Cathcart, I didn't want to get you mixed up in my life.
Well, I'd love to get mixed up. Sorry, I forgot. Sit over here.
Well, Miss Cathcart, I thought it over.
So have I.
Yeah, I'm thinking I ought to settle down and find a mother for my six children.
Six children? I didn't even know you'd been married.
Four times. Kind of shakes you up, doesn't it?
Four times? I didn't know you were such a lock and bar. Well, I'd be number five.
Of course, there's the small matter of paying alimony to four ex-wives.
Alimony to four women.
And I'd expect number five to help take care of them.
Well, I'm a good kid. We'll manage. Yippee, we're engaged.
You don't know what you're doing.
That's what you think. Heck of a time to be interrupted. Hello?
Esther, this is Lucy Tarbell. Let me speak to Sergeant Mooney.
It won't do you any good, honey. Sergeant Mooney and I just got engaged. And if that doesn't throw you for a loop, brace yourself. I'm going to be a mother. Lucy! She must have fainted. Harold? Harold?
Harold!
So, Sergeant Mooney and I got engaged, Chief. But he got away before I found out where I could see our six children.
Mooney says he has four ex-wives and six kids? Mooney! Come in here.
Hello, honey bun.
You want me, Chief?
I don't know if I want you any longer or not. What's this you've been hiding from the force? How come we don't know about all those wives you're supporting?
It's okay, Chief. I'm willing to help.
Chief, there isn't a word of truth in it. The whole idea was hatched by this Jane Butterfield of the Chronicle.
You've been getting advice from Jane Butterfield, too?
Well, it looks to me like this Jane Butterfield is stirring up too much trouble. And nobody's going to make a monkey out of this department. Get me cranky at the Chronicle.
Dennis, I can hardly wait to get up to the Canadian Northwoods. I am going to catch myself a whopper.
Sure got the equipment for it, Mr. Wilson.
Including that aluminum boat out in my garage, $300 worth of equipment. And all paid for by my Jane Butterfield column.
Has Mr. Crinky paid you the $2,000 already?
No. But with the letters pouring in, thanks to your help, it won't be long.
Gee, I just can't believe it.
Believe what?
I just saw Miss Cathcart on my way over here a little while ago. And she said she and Sergeant Mooney are getting married.
Really? Well, I guess Mooney finally surrendered to her fatal charm.
He told me he'd stay in jail first.
Oh, this will really cinch the success of the column. I'll have Crinky put a picture of Mooney and his bride in the paper with the caption, Jane Butterfield makes two hearts beat as one.
Crinky, we were just...
What are you trying to do, Wilson? Ruin my newspaper?
Well, I'm doing a good job for you, aren't I?
Too good, I'm afraid. You've got the police chief on my neck. Says one of his men is in a mess acting on your advice. Defamation of character. He may sue.
Sue?
He's pretty sore. So I'm going to drop the column till things simmer down.
Drop it? What about my $2,000?
I'm sorry, Wilson. I'll give you 50 to cover out-of-pocket expenses.
50? What about my Canadian vacation? I've already spent $300 on equipment.
I'm sorry. I'll advertise it for you in my second-hand column.
Second-hand?
Here's your $50, Wilson, and our deal is off.
Frinky, I am not going to take it.
Well, I am. $50? That'll just pay the down payment on fixing my busted sofa. They'll send you a bill for the rest of it. And let me tell you something, J.D. Butterdrops. Your advice is for the birds. Sprained ankle, indeed.
Now, just... Oh, will you... Miss Cathcart, that's mine.
Wilson, I'm surprised at you hiding behind Jane Butterfield's skirts.
I was trying to help you out, Mooney.
Yes, Sergeant Mooney. Mr. Wilson was trying to help you.
Well, it just so happens you did with the $50 I was going to have to cough up if you hadn't.
Just shows you, Mooney, nobody appreciates what you try to do for them. I work hard. I build up the column for Crinky. Then, when I want to take a little Canadian vacation, he... Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Looks like you got another dissatisfied customer, Mr. Wilson.
Close the door, Dennis. I don't want her to get in the house.
Apple pie's what you told me to serve, Jane Butterfield. Well, I won't bother to make an apple pie for you. I'll just serve them up as is.
You're gonna get behind something, Mr. Wilson.
I'm going inside. Never mind that now. Run on back through the patio and open it from the inside. Quick! Cut that out, Miss Charville. I'll call a riot squad.
You keep out of this, you two-time and double-crosser.
Don't close the door. Wait for me!
Boy, you better leave for Canada, no matter what it costs.
Advice to the lovelorn? I wish I'd never seen that column.
Well, Mr. Wilson, if she keeps it up, at least you'll have lots of apples. And I'll come over and help you eat apple pie every day.
Oh, good grief.
Thank you.
has been a Screen Gems film production.